This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's kind of a fact of American political life that campaign season never really ends or formally begins. It just kind of ebbs and flows. And right now, we are gearing up for a big, big flow. And over the next year or so, you are going to be hearing a lot about how much money campaigns are collecting and, more to the point, spending. It's shorthand, really, a way to gauge where candidates stand in any given race and where they might be going. A lot of that spending, of course, goes to television ads. But how much political TV ad costs, as is true with many other things in our politics, is a little bit convoluted. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looked at one show on one channel in one city to set things straight.
In Lexington, Kentucky, the local CBS affiliate airs Jeopardy at 7:30 p.m. It's primetime TV, coming out of the evening news and Wheel of Fortune. And Jeopardy's audience is a prime target for the two candidates running for governor in the state's November election.
I made it to college football as a walk-on. None of the scholarship, but all the hard work.
Anyone who was watching earlier this week saw political ads from the candidates, including Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. They also saw an ad from an outside group, a political action committee supporting his opponent, Democratic incumbent Andy Beshear.
For years, Cameron's refused to appoint a special prosecutor, even as some of the criminals were arrested for new crimes.
But even though those ads were the same length, on the same show, on the same day, the price tags were very different. Michael Franz is co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project, which tracks political ad spending. He says for the official campaigns of candidates for office, by federal law,
they're afforded what's called the lowest unit rate, essentially the cheapest option available from the broadcast station.
But that is not the case for any of the other groups that advertise during campaigns. PACs, so-called super PACs, trade associations, interest groups. Marshall Cohen is a partner at KMM Strategies, who works with Democratic campaigns across the country.
As anyone who watches television in a swing state can tell you, there's often lots of different names for these entities, and it's very hard from a viewer perspective to sometimes tell the difference.
All these other groups have to pay the market rate for ads. According to filings with the Federal Communications Commission, for those 30-second Jeopardy ads, the official campaigns for Beshear and Cameron paid $400. But Defending Bluegrass Values, the political action committee backing Beshear, paid $1,200, three times as much, to get in front of Jeopardy's audience. GOP strategist Zach Roday with Ascent Media says as Election Day gets closer and ad inventories dwindle, that price disparity will only get bigger.
Some estimates in Kentucky see it going maybe as high as 5-1. And so you can really see how the dollar for the candidate goes further and the super PAC needs more money in order to catch up.
These outside groups can raise more money because, unlike campaigns, most of them aren't subject to contribution limits. So magnify what's happening in Kentucky by a few million or perhaps billion dollars, and you have a snapshot of the coming ad wars of the House, Senate, and presidential races in 2024.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
This spending balance between campaigns and outside groups will shape what the rest of us will be stuck watching for the next year. Michael Franz at the Wesleyan Media Project points out the candidates themselves run different kinds of ads than the outside groups.
And we've seen that evidence somewhat consistently across time, that the candidates feel compelled to do a mix of things like attacking a candidate, but also promoting themselves. And the super PACs don't feel that same need.
Federal Election Commission rules prohibit super PACs from coordinating with the campaigns they support, so they often just go to town on the ones they don't. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.